Who knew that Iowa had all these weird, wonderful, and obscure destinations within maybe, in some cases, a half hour, hour and a half from central Iowa? Megan, you put together a gem here.
Ah, thanks so much. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to research and write and share with everyone now that it's out in the world.
So what was the inspiration behind the book? What made you wake up and go, you know what? I think the great people of Iowa need a book like this. What was the inspiration?
You know, I've always loved a weird and wacky roadside attraction. And so it was a fun opportunity to be able to put together some of the hidden gems from around the state that I think sometimes people take for granted or might not know exist.
Now, you're an avid road tripper yourself. You're much like me. You like getting in the car and taking those long road trips.
I am, yes. Yeah, I would always rather drive than fly because that's how you get to stop at some of these places or discover someplace new.
So let's highlight just a couple because the book is jam-packed, but there's some really interesting ones. You know, for example, I grew up in southeastern Wisconsin, and we had a Frank Lloyd Wright-designed home that we were proud to still have standing there. But there's a Frank Lloyd Wright-designed hotel right here in Iowa, right?
Yes, yeah, the Historic Park Inn Hotel in Mason City, Iowa, is the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright-designed hotel. And you can actually go and spend the night in it, and it is such a treat. They've completely renovated and remodeled it, and it's just beautiful.
And then you've got things like the largest popcorn ball and the world's largest strawberry. Tell me more about that.
Yes, yeah. So the world's largest popcorn ball is in Sac City, Iowa, and it's actually they have made a couple of popcorn balls because it has gotten dusted over the years. But it is real popcorn in kind of a little garden shed that you can go peek at. And it is, yeah, just one of those kind of funny things, but with a community effort for them to put together. And then the world's largest strawberry is in very aptly Strawberry Point, Iowa. And that one is not real food, but is kind of a fun beacon in the center of their town to commemorate the strawberries that you can find around Strawberry Point.
Author Megan Bannister joining me here on the KJJY Morning Show, author of the book Secret Iowa. There's also a connection. This is interesting. There's a connection between the state of Iowa and the Los Angeles Lakers, right?
Yes. Yeah, that was a really fun one that I heard about from a friend. And so in the town of Carroll, Iowa, there is actually a Lakers-themed basketball court because when they were the Minnesota Lakers before they moved to the West Coast, they actually had an emergency plane landing in a field outside of Carroll and were so grateful for the way that the town kind of supported their team and made sure everyone was taken care of that on one of the anniversaries, they came back and donated some money for there to be a professional regulation basketball court added to one of the parks in Carroll. So if you're driving through, you can find, a LA Lakers themed basketball court, which is just kind of a funny one.
There's one more, Megan, I want to highlight. Again, if you're a Star Trek fan, apparently there's also a connection to Captain James T. Kirk, right?
Yeah, so we are the future birthplace of Captain James T. Kirk here in Iowa. So the town of Riverside, just south of Iowa City, they decided in the mid-1980s that they were going to claim that. They had always said that Captain Kirk would be born in Iowa, but there was no specific town listed. And so they thought, why not us? And so they have claimed that for themselves. He'll be born there March 22nd. 2228. So we can look forward to that.
Yes, indeed. Megan Bannister joining us here on the KJJY Morning Show. The book is called Secret Iowa, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. And I said this, Megan, I mean this. I think every family, if you live here in Iowa, you need to have one of these on your coffee table. You need to have it accessible. Give it as a gift. How can they get their hands on this book?
Yeah, so you can find them at secretiowa.com. You can find them at local indie bookstores around the state or wherever books are sold.
Excellent. And how do they keep up with you, Megan?
Yeah, so I am a freelance writer. I also have my own website called Olio in Iowa, and so you can find me there. I'm on all social media at Olio in Iowa, which is O-L-I-O in Iowa.
It's Megan Banister. So appreciate you joining me on the show. I would love to have you back on because not only did you write this great book, but you've got one. Again, growing up in Wisconsin, supper clubs were huge growing up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, my first book is Iowa Supper Clubs.
It's so interesting. Promise me you'll come back and join me again.
I would love that.
Well, you say hi to your cat, Poe, and say hello to your husband. And thank you so much for getting up bright and early this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Have a great rest of your day.